AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Episode 50, dude.
50.
Jeez Louise.
In a galaxy not so far away. You know what that means? I got that from all that stuff that's going on in the world with war.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a spin on the Star Wars theme that we use throughout our show.
Right.
So in a galaxy, it seems like it's so far away, but, you know, we got wars going on.
We do right now.
Yeah.
Do you remember when this was in this thought stage and then you say, hey, I want to start up. I want to do a podcast.
Yes.
You remember that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I remember even meeting at your house.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, this would be a good spot.
And I went
looking at your Steeler regalia.
Right.
And all that, just gear.
You schooled me.
Right. You know what?
Your nephew. I did a pilot with your nephew.
And he's been hooked ever since, y'all. He turned into Jarvis. Next time I saw him, he had this pen in his hand and paper, and he had a suit on, and he was floating in the air writing a script. He's like, this is the first episode. But no, he was Ray Lewis on steroids for real since then. And it's like, I remember we met one day parking. This stuff is organic. We were sharing with y'all. You were in your van, I was in my work van, and we kind of tossed some ideas across at one of my sites.
Right.
It was like, oh man, blah, blah, blah. You remember that?
Yes, yeah.
Now.
Well, a few times.
A few times. 50 weeks later.
Yeah, it's amazing. That's a proud moment. I thought about it all week. Because, I mean, you don't take this lightly.
This didn't come lightly. I'm going to give us our theme music, but we're still talking. I still want to talk about this.
Yeah.
It's amazing that we had Mr. B.
Right.
Now, remember we talked about the welcome to On and Off the Field Sports Podcast. And with a purpose, we got the On the Field Coach.
Rest assured, this is your boy Coach Boston, aka Steeler Nation since 1976.
You got the Yoda Man, the infamous one since the 1968. So what I was saying was we that was a time where it was in this infancy stage, dude. Like, and we have not missed a beat.
It's
50
grown.
Weeks.
Yeah, and it's grown.
Remember
so
the statistic one when you gave the statistic?
When we started, there were 2 million podcasts.
Okay, all
2
right.
million.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And 3 episodes later, there were 180,000 left.
From 2 million.
From 2 million.
So
after 3 million... after 3 episodes, almost 2 million quit.
Episode.
Yeah.
Wow. Podcast.
Yeah. So it was 180,000 left. Now, then out of that.
After a period of time.
After 20 episodes.
More of them.
Yeah. It was like.
So it went down to 2%?
It was down to 2% of all podcasts.
That last
past episode 20. Hey, man.
In a galaxy not so far away. So, all right, in the aspect of time, does it, and that's a rhetorical question, does it seem like 50?
No and yes.
But let me say why I asked you this. Because y'all don't know, we see two different, he sees a totally different side of the podcast because he creates it. Well, he comes up with the content. Well, we both come up with the content, but he actually organizes it. Shout out to Geisha.
Right.
Engineer.
Tech,
you know, but the side that you see from that perspective, does it feel like 50 weeks or does it feel like longer? Because you're like, golly, boy, I had some nights.
No, it doesn't feel long because I enjoyed it. Like it was a labor of love, is what it was.
Right. So when you start coming up with the segments, I guess that made it more interesting.
And that evolved as we went along too.
So around we started getting segment after segment. We'd add a segment when we do it. Because a segment would birth another segment.
Right, facts.
Isn't that crazy?
Right, right.
And then we had the
guests. We talked about the health with the guy, Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Who said health as well.
So now we got health as well segment.
Right, and then that birthed Nurse Thickum.
Nurse Thickum.
Characters. So who was the first guest we had on? Was it Memphis?
Marcus.
I call him Memphis.
Memphis.
That was so
making lit, easy dude. Moves, playing hoops in style.
Wow.
That was his thing.
That was a fire interview.
Yes. Yeah.
He took us back to the college. What was the league right before?
AAU.
AAU,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, we felt like we was right there.
So underrated, yeah. And which is still underrated to this day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Plays a pivotal part. And huge. What we see in the NBA right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, does that is there an AAU for females?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That might have been a dumb question.
John's daughter played AAU.
Okay. So was it birthed like at the same time as the men, or was it birthed like boys?
I'm not sure the birth part. I would imagine like anything else, the women came afterwards.
Right.
But. You know, now it's the same.
Right. So then we had
two Olympians.
Wow.
Trish Roberts.
Wow, I was going to bring up, right.
And Carol Blazejowski.
That's crazy.
Two
both
Olympians.
Fire interviews.
Yeah, and the Hall of Famers.
Right. Shout out to them.
Shout out.
We had some people. And then we had, what's his name, the opera singer?
Nigel is our number one listen show.
You know, I thought it was the Father's Day. Is the Father's Day one after that?
What if?
Really?
The What If episode, Mason's.
I knew Mason was in there.
And Nigel's. I think they're the top three of all 50.
Shout out to y'all, man, for listening. Mm-hmm. Putting up with this crazy organic stuff we do on and off the field, man. We try to keep it within the ditches and not offend.
Right.
Even on serious topics, we take serious topics and we take them serious, but we still weave a little.
Yeah. And we didn't run into the ditch. Remember when we started?
Right.
You said, we got a fire show. But you better not run into the ditch.
And we did. I always say that.
Yeah.
Let's keep it between the ditches, dude.
Right, right.
And here we are now, man, 50 episodes later. Shout out to you, Coach.
Shout out.
So, look, we got a press segment.
So, the prayer, I was watching a news interview, and, of course, it gives you perspective. We're in here doing a podcast, which is nothing to slight. But this Palestinian girl, who was 9, they had no electricity, and they were living, obviously, in dire conditions. I mean, just dire conditions.
Right.
And her whole day, she talked about finding water. Like, that was her whole mission to do, was to find water.
Wow.
She says bombs. She's scared. You know, just it was an awful, awful sight for a child to hear a child say that. And so
that got to you.
Yeah. So all the children and people who are dealing with the war in Gaza. Man. And with the Palestinians and of course Ukraine and now Iran and other places, we just want to shout out and give a prayer.
You know what? Before we pray, you know, I always like to go to the root of like what it's about. People see what they see on CNN or whatever.
Sure, sure.
But I know the origin of it.
Right.
Which it's nothing but two brothers. Mm. It's got the same daddy.
Like in the same war.
Same land, dude.
Biblical times.
That's what we're looking at.
Yeah.
That's what a disagreement can do between two brothers. It can go worldwide and it can last for centuries and generations.
Whew.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So we pray, Father, we thank you that you put these children on coaches' hearts. We thank you for that his heart of compassion for anybody that's enduring trials of war right now, especially the children, not to leave out the adults, but Father, just specifically for 9-year-olds like this little girl here and those that are like, we ask that you keep your arms around them, so protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger, seen and unseen, known and unknown. So we thank you now that that's what you do in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. All right. Shout out to them, man. Hey, you know what, Coach, man? Shout out to you for that. Just have that, you know, for even to yield to that.
Yeah, man. She got to me.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't take it for granted. I was eating. Here's the thing was, I had made a plate. And I was getting ready to eat, and I'm saying my prayers, you know, God, thank you for this food.
Right. And she just.
And she's talking about how she can't even get water, basically, you know, and I'm like, about to eat a piece of salmon, you know, and I'm like, whew, God, thank you for this food. You know what I mean? I'm looking at this girl like.
Nice, magnified.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you think that, I know for a fact, the older we get, I think. In most people, appreciation, the level of appreciation kind of heightens as we get older.
Sure.
It does, absolutely. Dude. Like certain, and then the other stuff that used to matter.
Yeah.
What's
going on over there, you're watching, I would imagine, what went on here with the Indians. I mean, these people are getting wiped out.
Slaughtered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Coming out of the tunnel. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Coming out of the tunnel segment.
Do you remember your first ever podcast? Your first ever podcast?
I do. Yes. I did it on my phone through this app called, I can't remember, Voice Reader, a Voice Recorder, or something like that. Mm-hmm. And the first one was crazy. The first ever one was We Need More Wine. That was the name of it.
Okay.
And it came from John.
Was this
chapter
on your
2.
YBL?
Yes.
Okay.
And it came from Jesus.
So that John was the first 2. Time you ever did podcasting was with your YBL?
Well, no. I did my first one like you did. I was on my nephew's. Shout out to Wooisms.
Okay.
They had their podcast. And I think I got the bug. They had me on there as a guest. Because they had these biblical questions. They was like, okay, we're going to get Unc on here.
Okay.
So then I would come on there. I had been on that like 3 or 4 times. But the first time. They had me on there was they had biblical questions about wine. Mm. Isn't that crazy? Wow. What is this about wine?
Wow.
So, yeah, I remember that.
Okay.
All right. So what was your mindset when we did our first one?
You know, I was thinking back. I didn't know what to expect.
Were you nervous?
I was a little nervous.
You were sweating bullets.
I had anxiety.
You were sweating
because
bullets.
It was the first time.
Y'all, he was sweating bullets. You know I got to give you a hard time, Coach. So, and after we did it, so remember you used to tell me, and I'm going to see if you have to still do this. He used to have to take naps after we recorded.
Oh, God. That's like my routine now.
Did you still do it?
It's my ritual now.
Did you take a nap?
Yes. I'm wiped out.
Is it some of the best sleep?
Well, it's because I'm wiped out.
Right.
By the time we finished it, the whole week, and then by the time we finish this, when I go home, I'm done.
And I'm going to move on after this. I think what took our show to another level was when you told me the 3 things he said, make sure you do. He said, man, before I came, I cried. Now I'm laughing with you. Anyway.
Yeah, that's Jim Valvano.
Yeah, that right there. I was like, wow. Yeah. Let's show me how much the show meant to you.
Yeah.
Class count segment. Let's laugh, right? Oh, here we go. They never escaped.
They ain't going to escape.
Why did the Dallas Cowboys offense fail math?
Why?
They couldn't count to 10 yards.
Why does the Dallas Cowboys quarterback love his phone?
Why?
It never drops a call.
Oh, jeez. I tried to write a song about diarrhea, but it kept going on and on and on. But I'm glad you do the plop plop. Come on.
I went to a restaurant that specializes in food that caused diarrhea. It was a real dump.
Oh, my goodness. Your mama teeth so crooked.
How crooked?
Home Depot hired her as a supervisor in the key department.
Your mama so fat.
How fat?
When she gets in the escalator, it's going down.
Facts.
Down.
Your mama so ugly.
How ugly?
She can stop bird poop right in midair. Oh.
What did Yoda say when he saw himself in 4K?
What?
HDMI.
Wait a minute. My friend had surgery to transition from a man to a woman, and I asked her, of all the things they cut, what hurt the most?
What?
The salary, she said.
My penis used to be in the Guinness Book of World Records.
What happened?
But then the librarian asked me to take it out and leave the building.
Ah! What's the difference between love, lust, and showing off?
What?
Spit, swallow, and gargle. Listen, y'all. Y'all been, for 49 episodes, I've been telling y'all, this is my disclaimer. He is a maniac.
Two old ladies were sitting on a park bench when a man in a trench coat came up and flashed them. One old lady immediately had a stroke. The other couldn't quite reach.
Oh, my goodness. What's the difference between a chickpea and a lentil?
What?
I wouldn't pay $50 to have a lentil on my face.
What is 6.9?
What?
A good thing ruined by a period.
That's nasty. High school shout out.
High school shout out.
All right, LaGuardia High School in New York.
Yeah.
Which I'm familiar with. Mm-hmm. Some notable alumni include Slick Rick,
yep,
Vanessa Williams, Bokeem Woodbine, Marlon Wayans, Omar Epps, Spike Lee, Ving Rhames, Gina Torres, Tashina Arnold, Nicki Minaj, Diane Carroll, Billy D. Williams, Eartha Kitt, Ben Vereen, Wesley Snipes, and many, many more. So that's crazy.
That's crazy.
The LaGuardia High School, whew, that's some talent that that's has come through there.
That's an alumnus. That's an alumnus list for you, boy.
God. So
Billy D.?
Right. I mean, look at this. A bunch of them. A lot of them. That's some good names.
Yeah.
Marlon, you know, Marlon Wayans is, I think he's underrated.
Yeah. Well, he's in the shadow of all those, you know, his brothers.
Right. But let me tell you something else, too. The Wayans family are probably one of four or five families in Hollywood where their entire family is in.
Oh, yeah.
That's rare.
Very accomplished.
No, a
and,
lot
and
of.
And Living Color was one of the best shows I think oh, ever created. Listen, to
dude,
this day.
The whole family.
Yeah.
That, think about this.
I know. The sister, comedian, actress, from Keenan on the
they're
way
the
down.
Black Brady Bunch.
Facts. Actually better. Because the Brady Bunch ended up kind of messed
up. I'm just saying, you know. That's crazy, dude. First and 10.
First and 10. All right. NBA Finals, Game 7.
All right.
Who you got?
Well, we talked about this off air. Mm-hmm. And like I told you, if you're good enough to not only win, but get home court advantage,
right,
whether you're from the East or the West, whatever, and then you play a tough team like you're playing the Pacers, I mean.
Yeah, they bring
and
them.
You take them. Drag them to 7 back home.
Right.
If you OKC and you got it in you, you deserve
to,
it.
You're supposed to.
You're supposed to win. You're supposed
right.
to.
You're right. You're supposed now, to close it out.
However,
right.
If you think that
that's voting against what we've seen of Halliburton and
did
the Pacers,
with it, he was injured
with it. Right. And we're saying that OKC is going to win Game 7. Woo.
They should.
They should.
You fought through
but
the
that's
Western.
That's what makes a good drama.
You fought through the Western Conference.
That's what makes a good drama.
To be the first place, you fought through that to right. the finals. Right.
That's what makes a good drama.
To represent
man.
The West.
Right.
Okay. So
you this guy is playing lights out. You know what I mean?
And when Halliburton.
You look, when you look back at certain
I
championships.
I honestly thought OKC was going to finish it. I didn't. If Halliburton hadn't played, but he played.
But he played.
Go ahead, finish yeah. it though.
Now I'm just saying, when you look at previous championships and those guys that we talk about by name, and you look at what Halliburton's doing, he's one game away from being notched in that conversation.
He balling, bro.
Like Kawhi Leonard, he's doing what Kawhi Leonard did.
They
with
can't
Spurs.
Stop him.
Yeah,
nobody can stop him. Beyond, he's doing it from beyond the arc. He's
assist,
doing it driving to
rebounds,
all
steals,
of all of that.
Yeah, yeah.
So. I don't know.
But,
now, again,
but I don't like, what I don't like is the broadcast team.
Before you go down,
again, Pascal Siakam hadn't had a breakout game yet. Mm-mm. But what if that happens and they combine and they
beat? He hadn't had a breakout game because OKC's defense been playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's okay. Not just because.
Okay. I saw you complain about one of these guys on Facebook.
I'm looking at the broadcast team, and I know it's ESPN, so they got to pay Stephen A., but I don't like seeing Stephen A. in the NBA Finals.
Okay.
I would rather him see. I like him on First Take.
Why don't you like him? Do you think
he's not a basketball? Why am I listening to you?
Yeah.
You're not a basketball player.
Okay, what's your issue with Malika Andrews?
I have none.
You don't?
No. I have none. They always need a journalist, pure journalist on the squad. So she's that. Okay, I get it.
Okay.
No problem. The other two, Perk was over there leaning like he was on First Take in the morning. Get up.
Perk is unprofessional.
Very.
I think he's sloppy.
But for the finals?
Right. You got to somebody, have somebody better.
You don't have no stars? Okay, you ain't no Hall of Famers?
What was wrong with Bob Myers?
You don't have no Hall of Famers?
Bob Myers.
I mean, do you have no Hall of Famers? We had any NBA guys that somebody that won a championship?
I know. I don't. Yeah, that is kind of a.
I mean, for the finals. I mean, this is the finals, and you know, you look at the hat, and then it was cheap looking, like they were up in the rafters, kind of like.
Right. I don't know what's going on in Zion in the NBA, man. Third and short. All right, Mason and Nigel episodes review.
So those two were one of the top shows that we had, obviously, and you know, of course, both of them are being youth.
Okay,
you know, and they were amazing to me.
They were definitely amazing.
And going into it, both of them, we really didn't know what to expect.
No, especially with Nigel being our first one,
right?
But he was so it was so organic with him.
Mm-hmm.
Even when we asked the questions, he would accent it by saying, "That's a great question.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah,
highly intelligent." And then a couple of them, he was like, "That's a great question." When they did that, did something for me. I'm like,
right.
"Ooh!"
Right.
Again, shout out to you because you was coming up with these. Feel me? Yeah. I'm telling you, I'm sitting across from Jarvis.
It's all about the relationships.
All right.
So my other Rick. It's going next year will be 50 years I would have been friends with him.
Okay, let's clarify your other Rick because people can misconceive.
So I got a friend named my best friend back home. Okay. We grew up together since we were 6 years old.
Right.
His first name is Rick also.
Right. Okay.
And that's going to be keeping in line with our episode 50. We're going to be 50 years
friendship. Wow.
50 years.
So, how often do y'all talk? And I'm asking for
it depends.
It's not a lot.
No, we don't talk often.
You know what's crazy? But yet when you talk, there's no time lost.
Exactly.
That's the organic part.
Right.
See, y'all people, listen, I rather have quality.
Right.
Rather than quantity.
Exactly.
Quality serves relationships best than quantity.
Yeah.
There's a Bible scripture that says, don't wear your neighbor's doorbell a lot. Don't knock on your, every time you look around, you're knocking on your neighbor. See, that's too much quantity.
Yeah.
Let it be quality. So when I see you, it's like,
Facts.
When we record every week, it's quality. Because it's like,
quality.
Even though we'll talk, man, we talk every day.
Yeah. We could.
Multiple times a day.
Yeah.
But yet, when we come together, it's always organic, quality content that y'all getting. That's why those laughs are so. That's why when we laugh and y'all start laughing because that's the real. Because
we laughing for real.
Oh my goodness, dude! All right, so that's interesting though. Yeah. So you're gonna be 50. That's cool.
Well, 50 coming up. 50 years of friendship.
To
death do us part.
50 years of marriage.
Do you know anybody with 50 years of marriage? My parents have 50 years. They've got 55.
I may know a couple at church, the Nesbiths.
That's pretty impressive.
May. 50 years.
50 years is
crazy.
That's like a, you should get like a uniform and some government benefits if you survive for 50 years of marriage. I mean, I'm not joking. I'm serious. You think about what it would take to spend your life with 50 years with someone. You should be rewarded.
You know, I'm halfway. I'm more than halfway there.
I know you are.
31.
31.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Mm-hmm. 50 years, dude.
50 years.
I think I'm in the one couple. Again, the Nesbitt. Shout out to them. All right. Travel through your eyes.
Travel through your eyes.
All right.
I showed you the pictures. So yes. On August 21st, 1959, Hawaii became the 50th state.
When you showed me those pictures, that went to my mind. I was like, okay, it's no longer the 50th state. But when did it become that? Like, there's another. Since Hawaii, did they add another 50 or did it still that? I'm just asking. When did it become the 50th state?
August 21st, 1959.
I was like, okay, it's the 50th state. That crossed my mind when you showed me the pictures. I'm like, I know Hawaii is the 50th state. Because I said, he's showing me these pictures for a reason because y'all was going to spin the block on me.
Oh,
with that.
Yeah, right.
That's why. I was running through my mind. I was like, okay he's going to come back with me on with something.
Yeah. So we played.
So I'm like, when did it become?
In 1990, we played the University of Hawaii in football there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Nah, that's cool.
Yeah, it was nice. I never would have went.
My cousin recently was just living in Hawaii for probably about, she was in the Navy, probably maybe a span of 2 years. She said it's gangs and everything over there now.
Yeah.
Gang violence. Yeah. How gang violence get to Hawaii,
in Alaska,
bro?
They got gang violence.
I heard.
Yeah.
Crips and Bloods everywhere.
Catching
fish. They got fish fries and gunfire. I'm sorry. We're not supposed to. We're supposed to be a nonviolent show. But that just went so well. Fish fries and gunfire. In Alaska.
Yeah. Salmon fries.
Only in Alaska. All right. The sex doctor said, you put this on me, dude? People with disabilities, regardless of the nature of severity of their disability, are sexual beings with the same needs as anyone else. And don't you ever freaking forget it.
That's right.
Including the right to have fulfilling relationships and express their sexuality. Mm-hmm. You are right.
That's right.
And we're not going to go no further with that. Because
next segment.
Thank you. Yeah, boy, we ain't gonna ruin this 50.
All right, huddle up with her.
Yes, come on.
All right, this is for football, behind the scenes for the ladies.
All right.
So this is what you need to know. If you date or hook up with a football player, you can expect some sort of locker room talk.
All the time.
Yeah.
You can expect sports comparisons, locker room talk. You can expect, I remember when. Yeah. I remember it was 4th and 2.
Hey, Ray, you remember when we went over there? You came over the top, plugged the hole.
And son of a gun called him. He called a
baby, full, listen to Ray.
They called a fullback dive right. We read it on the line of scrimmage. He audible. I told him, Red, watch him on the fly. Watch him on the fly.
And Ray had my back, Ray. Tap me in my head, Ray, Ron, Ray.
That son of a gun almost made it. Oh, boy. All right, man.
Where are we at now? Serenity Now. Serenity Now.
How developed.
Serenity Now, mental health.
Erectile dysfunction. How erectile dysfunction impacts mental health by triggering anxiety and depression due to feelings of inadequacy, shame, and loss of confidence. Let me say something.
Yeah.
So, here's my thing as a man, right? And I don't have erectile dysfunction problems. But you know what'll bring it about? What? Is when mentally I feel pressured to perform.
Right. Time, pressure.
All that.
Yeah.
Atmosphere.
Atmosphere.
Environment.
Environment.
This is serious.
Yeah.
Seriously. So listen. So what'll do it for me? Like, if I feel pressured, especially, you know, if she like, oh, this thing ain't ready, you're gonna have to do better.
Like you feel rushed right now.
This thing ain't ready, you better, ooh, this thing, you better that tone, see that tone? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gonna have to you better bring it right now. You on the witness stand now. You promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Do you promise to perform as well as you're supposed to do it? You better, and he's sitting there like, oh my goodness.
That thing got a little overlooked. He not working.
All the pressure just went to your heart.
And then mentally you get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she had a nerve to say,
that's not erectile dysfunction.
I know, but what I'm saying, that's part of it.
That's where it starts.
It starts.
That's my point. There.
And then she had a nerve to say, what's wrong? What do you mean, what's wrong? You just put me in the front of the court and say.
Right, right.
If you don't, these 12 people going to crucify you.
Off with his head.
Come on.
Off with his head.
Watch this. Mush.
Who's that mush. Dog, that dog Muttley.
Mush.
Mush.
Boy, you look just like him too. We gotta start shooting some video. All right. That was serious though about that. So, ladies, listen. It's not 50, so I'm taking my time with this one. You cannot pressure men like that.
Right.
Keep us mentally free from the pressures of performance.
Right.
Can I get an amen?
Amen. Amen. Amen, brother.
All right.
Amen. Health is wealth segment.
Let's go.
It's called Nurse Thickums.
Oh, boy. You know, she probably going to let it ring about 4 or 5 times because it take a little while to get down. Hey, Nurse Thickums, how you doing?
Hey, baby.
You know who is calling. Welcome to On and Off the Field. You know, we just got to call you. We got to give you a shout out, Miss Dickens. Before we go any further, how is Mr. Dickens?
He's doing all right. I keep him up, baby. I keep him strengthened. I keep him up. He got to have a strong back with Nurse Dickens.
He got to have a real strong back.
He got to have it. Keep him up. And something's going on here.
Okay. What's going on, those stickers? You had somebody to pop up there.
Something just popped up in on it, didn't
it? How Brother Thickums doing?
But Brother Thickums, he keeps it strong. He likes his wood. He's tight. You know, he likes his wood hard. Nice and long now.
Wait.
You need it for their stickers now.
Wait a minute.
Ain't no bush with those stickers.
We didn't call
Bush about. And their stickers don't like no bush, baby. No bush for no stickers.
Wait, we called for the health as well.
Oh, I forgot. Oh, I'm so sorry.
You okay?
Obesity is a contributor of erectile dysfunction. The primary treatment is weight loss through combination of health and regular diet and exercise.
Okay. So, have you been... Have you been practicing this?
Yes.
So Nurse Thickums, I wanted to ask you this because I was really, I was concerned. Do you have a primary physician?
Oh, yes.
Oh, do you go to the doctor regularly?
Yes, Dr. Matlock. Great man. I think he may get a little too frisky with the examinations now between me and you. He be having a hole in their stakeums.
Mr. Thickums don't like that.
No, I don't tell him. That would be something awful. I don't want Mr. Thickums to come mess up my doctor's appointment. Whew.
Man, Nurse Stickles, we got to stick to this topic now. When we call you for these health, this who up say, hey, you can't do this when we have you in church for announcements. You cannot go off the deep end like this
because
people won't be able to get back in the spirit.
I'm sorry, baby. I don't mean well. I mean well.
Well, you do mean
I
well.
I mean well.
Well, we're not going to ask you about Mr. Thickup no more because that seems like that take you off the deep end.
Yeah.
Don't do it now. Don't
do it. Okay. That would. You my foe.
Health is well, shout out. Okay. Jerry Leo, who just turned 100 and exercises 4 days a week, y'all. Listen, shout out to her.
Yep.
Jerry Leo, she is particularly known for her ability, listen, to hold a five-minute plank. What?
5 minutes.
That's crazy.
She was on TV. Yes. She looks good.
Now,
I
got to see if I can do a five-minute plank.
Five-minute plank. 4 days a week.
And she's 100 years old, yeah. Dude.
She said the key was starting her weight training and staying consistent 4 days a week. 100. She just got her driver's license.
Listen, you lazy bums. She's 100 years
old. 100 years old. Come on. Get up.
You're able-bodied.
Yes.
Health is wealth. Old folks say, you got a reasonable portion of my health and strength. Oh my goodness, she's 100.
100.
Shout out to her, man.
Shout out. I gotta
learn to see if I can do a 5 minute plank.
5 minute plank.
Right. Okay.
Challenge yourself.
All right.
People are quick to say I would die for my family,
but would you exercise for them? That's a good. Oh,
but would
man.
You eat healthy for them?
Would you sleep early and rise early for them?
Wow. Would you quit your bad habits for them?
In other words, would you live for them? That's fire! That's so fire, bro! Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute, dog. That's going on my Facebook page. Y'all just don't know. Look,
that's a good one.
Facts. That is lit right there. That is fire. Hold on. I got
helpful hints.
Let's go.
All right. These are two things. Okay.
All right.
I saw how much water should we drink?
Right.
Daily.
Yes.
Technically, it says to drink six bottles of water per day, 104 ounces, okay. Or 72 ounces for women. But basically, you can divide your weight in half.
And drink that.
That's
what I was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
So, funny you bring that up. So, at my church, where we go now, I trained my pastor.
Okay, right.
You know that.
Right.
So what we're doing now is we're about to incorporate. I'm going to have a class on Saturdays at 8 o'clock. The three areas that I'm that'll be part of the training is going to be water, diet, exercise.
Right.
Which in that order. It should be in that.
Wow.
If there's any other order, you're wasting time.
Right.
Water, diet, exercise. Listen,
that's the
guys.
Three.
You cannot beat it. In that
That's
order,
the God,
I don't care.
Son, Holy Spirit, right
there.
There
you go. If I don't care how much you hate water, love it. You got a bottle right now. I keep a bottle.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't care, and I'm serious. You need to include water, the correct diet, and exercise. Water really matters. And let me say something about diet. You cannot work off a bad diet. Stop people to say, "Oh, well, I just eat this and then I work it off." You cannot. If you consistently have a bad diet, you will not work it off.
Right.
You're not going to see increase in areas of muscle mass. You're not going to see decrease in areas of flab. You cannot work it off.
Yeah.
You can. And exercise. You have to exercise.
Those three are, that's the simple cure for much of what ails much of our society.
You
have high blood pressure, drink more water.
Change your diet.
And
exercise.
You have diabetes. Eat more water.
Drink more water.
Exercise. Change your diet.
You can't.
I mean, it doesn't get more simple than that.
So we're implementing that into the church. Because here's the thing. Let me say this from a spiritual point. A lot of people pay no attention to this. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying it on air. And I'm standing 10 toes down on it. I'm not going to come up off of it. Mm-hmm. You can't tell me that you're representing the kingdom of God and God and you're obese.
Yeah.
You're actively.
Well, it's a drug, and it's something that they're
Addictive. You actively made yourself obese by overeating. That is not God.
Right.
The same Holy Ghost that helps you to forgive people is the same Holy Ghost that's a governor that can govern your appetite to where you don't overeat.
Yep.
So don't tell me that you eat out by Shandai and all that, but you over.
There's so much.
Unless there's an issue that you have medically.
Right. But there's so much of a tradition, it's particularly in the church.
Oh.
To eat certain types of food.
Oh my goodness, it's horrible.
And to promote it.
Ribs.
Cakes.
No, bro, that's not good.
How'd you love those church cakes though?
Do everything in moderation.
Everything in moderation.
You feel me?
I feel you.
So yeah. All right. Tallulah. For your peace of mind, do not try to understand. Boy, you preaching. For your peace of mind, stop trying to understand everything. That is a good audible right there. We audible to that right there.
That's what so we talked good. About that earlier.
Touchdown. That's the audible. Touchdown.
Hell yeah or hell no. Should the United States join Israel in attacking Iran?
Dude, that's a loaded question because you can't talk to me about Israel, Iran, none of that without me thinking from God's perspective. God says, pray for the peace of Israel. Mm-hmm. He said, yeah, you need to pray for the peace of Israel. Matter of fact, he said, don't mess with Israel.
Right.
Because they're the apple of my eye. So regardless of how we feel about their leaders, but Israel as a nation, God, they're the apple of his eye. Now, let me say this. Should the United States join Israel in attacking Iran? I'll tell you what's happened. There was a guy walking down the street, two brothers in the front yard fighting, knuckling it out, bop, bop, blow for blow, both of them bloody. He said, man, y'all brothers, stop. He ran in the yard, got in between them, and knocked him out.
Mm.
Get it?
Mm-hmm. I got it.
See who United States is?
Yeah, I got it.
Just keep walking down the street, United States.
Right. That's that would be a hell no.
That's two brothers fighting.
Right. That's that to me.
Stay out of that.
To me, that and I don't know, maybe I'm overthinking it, but I looked at it as the start of World War III to me.
Yeah, because you're a third person that just started a fight. Mm. It just joined a fight between two people.
So who's going to join Iran? As soon as you join, who's going to join Iran?
Right.
Right.
And when you get done with it, they're still brothers.
And we're supposed to be...
When you get done with it, they're still brothers.
And they're still brothers. And we're supposed to be... make America first. Yeah. How was that?
Right. You know, you're really picking with something. That's a whole... Listen, let me tell you something. We'll take that and do a whole show on it.
Yeah, we could.
Listen, y'all, we'll interview and we will podcast the hell out of some stuff. don't mess with us.
Don't mess with us.
I'm telling you.
I'll get petty LeBron.
I'm telling you, don't do that.
Yeah.
He will, and I'll add to it. I'm the gravy on top of the petty. Look at your neighbor.
Look at your neighbor.
Dr. Marion Croak is an engineer and prolific inventor of who developed voice over internet protocol, okay, which allows you to make a call directly from a computer or other digital device, which we do, enabling services such as Skype and Zoom. She also created the technology behind Text to Donate. So that's awesome. So I'm not really familiar with the Text to Donate.
You never seen that?
Shamefully, I'm not familiar with it.
So, I guess I should be political.
When you get the gotcha, you
text to donate.
This. Gotcha.
Yeah, text gotcha. To donate.
Thank you. Light bulb moment.
Yeah,
gotcha.
She did it, Dr. Marion Croak.
Cool.
All right, Black folk segment. Tipping at a restaurant.
I believe in it.
I do as well.
What if it's subpar service?
Subpar service and not tipping are two different things.
Preach.
So, you know, there could be a bad waitress and you still tip like, you know, the minimum.
Okay.
You still tip the minimum.
15%?
If she's real bad, I would say 10 to 12. If it's real bad. Okay. But you got to have real bad service. Can't be
really, really bad.
A lot of people go out and expect the world from someone more than what you'd expect at your own house. Mm-hmm. You know, and they be bothering the wait staff.
this and you know what's
but I lived on tips. I've you know for you know and so you. I paid, you know, you pay it forward.
Right.
You know, and you depend on it.
So it's funny that we bring that up because the red flag segment goes right into that. That's right. Crazy. So this is the red flags segment, guys. Listen to this.
Imagine you're a server.
A table of eight or more black people at dinner for one server. You in trouble.
You in trouble.
That is a red flag if I ever seen one. Cause them black out of all them eight black folk, cause the problem ain't the server. Most likely, the most gonna come out of one of them eight
you
black
got eight
people.
Checks.
One of them,
you got eight checks. That's first thing.
Facts, cause ain't nobody finna pay for it. All.
Right, you got eight checks.
Now you know what's crazy? If some unseasoned chickens were there,
one person would fight over that check.
If you don't give me that freaking check, I'm gonna go across your freaking
put
head.
Put it down, Bob. I got it.
You're always trying to show out, Bob. We know your last investment cost you, got you $8 million back.
Hey, waitress. Here's my American Express. Why don't you take this and take care of it? Thanks. Put 20%
on it for you. Oh, what was the guy we saw? What was the guy that we saw at the bar?
Biff.
Biff, you know you weren't going to escape.
Biff, I got her. You put this on a steal account.
But you wouldn't know anything about that.
Put this on a steal account.
You dickhead.
Tell us tomorrow, guys.
That dude was. Oh, my goodness.
Funny. All right. Mary's Nerd Nugget Fun Facts.
You know this. This is always it.
All right, the face of the Statue of Liberty was inspired by Isabella Boyer's face.
Boy, what you say?
She was the widow of Isaac Merritt Singer, who was the inventor of the sewing machine.
Okay.
At that time, Isabella was considered one of the most beautiful women in Europe, which inspired the sculptor to use her face as the model for the famous statue.
Okay, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you know that William Shatner, better known as Captain Kirk from Star Trek, once tried to start up his own lingerie company? Shatner panties turned out to be a terrible choice for a brand name.
Kirk. Well, there. This has to be Spock. May you live long and prosper.
Were you a Trekkie?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Ask me if I cried when Spock died, when they put their freaking hands up and he spread his forefinger. May you live long and prosper. You will always be my friend.
Remember me.
Isn't that what you said? Will forever and always be my friend.
What did he say? Whisper in his ear? Remember me or?
Oh, sure was.
He something.
But when they died, he said, you will
I'm
forever.
I'm giving her all I've got, Scottish. This Scottish. I'm giving her all I've got. She's dying trying to make it. If I could just get her up to speed. Captain, hold her all you've got.
Calm down. We're going to warp drive.
Things make you go,
How did we get there from that?
I don't know. When a lioness is in heat, they have a lot of sex.
Oh.
In a single day, they can mate 20 to 40 times.
What?
And it's the lioness who demands to mate.
She's so whorish.
Yeah. And so
you
if the male is tired and
you
can't take it anymore,
slut, you.
She bites his testicles, demanding him to continue.
Now, that's some pressure. You talking about getting
that's
salt. You bite on me. You better come here. Wait a minute, friend. You can't bite me. That is not attractive. Come on, Lena.
Two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up.
Oh, viva Vanessa.
So we were talking last episode about sex, alcohol, and drugs.
Okay.
And one of the things we talked about was pornography.
Okay.
This was the movie that got me started. Bro.
What?
This was the movie that got me
Viva
started.
Viva Vanessa.
Viva Vanessa. Vanessa Del Rio, she was a star. This was actually the story. You know, they had them weird stories.
Right.
The story was about her and her trying to make it as a regular actress. But she got, how she got, you know, sidetracked.
Turned out.
The porn industry.
They had a guy, that the manager was, she wanted to see was Francois.
Those type of names hang around in the porn industry. Go see, like, Francois.
You're so beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
You want to play in the part? Chess segment.
All right.
The number one player in the world, Magnus Carlsen, accused 19-year-old Grandmaster Hans Niemann of cheating. Later, the sex aid manufacturer said that love beads could help someone win a game of chess. The idea is that they would vibrate, suggesting the correct moves via code. Via an accomplice.
So the love beads, I have a bunch of questions here.
Are in the Uranus.
Okay, so per se would the love beads tell you and dictate your next move as a chess move? How
by the vibration.
Okay, the patterns. That we have three shorts and one long. Is there one long and two shorts?
I'm trying to tell you what piece to move.
Alpha, like a Z, in your butt.
That means move the pawn.
In your butt.
That means move the knight.
Don't you think at some point with something emitting in your anus that is right there by your prostate, which strokes it, which will make you emit?
Oh, right. Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's what it's for. That's what it's for.
So what I'm saying, Coach.
Carlsen said that no one could respond to the moves that he made without help.
So, which means they need the butt beat.
And then later it came out that this was something that he was using.
He was.
Yes.
And that's why he had the upper hand.
Yes.
Dude, I'm done. Animal planet segment, animal dude. Pregnant. Female chickens and hens tend to be smaller than roosters and often can resist the less than desirable males insistent on mating. After the act, though, the disappointed females can eject up to 80% of the offending rooster sperm, allowing for the possibility that they might then be impregnated by roosters higher up in the pecking order. In other words, like, bro, you ain't. You have it back. Next. How old are you? How tall are you? How much do you weigh? What's your blood type? Okay, come on. Nah. Next. That's not good, Coach. Sheesh. These are some rude females.
Very rude.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, watch it.
Hi, Derek. Good to see you again after episode 50. What state is the Statue of Liberty located in?
New York.
Technically, it's New Jersey, Rick.
Is it? Mm-hmm. I knew you asked that because it was a trick freaking question. Explain.
It's actually on the New Jersey side. So it's closer to the New Jersey side.
Wow. Uh-huh.
But they, just like the Giants and Jets play in New Jersey.
And they're in the Netherlands.
And they call themselves the New York Giants.
Right.
But they're playing New Jersey.
I never thought the Statue of Liberty was involved in that, that division. So she's a Crip and a Blood.
Yep. She's going both ways, man.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Never mind. All right.
Humans breathe in oxygen and exhale what?
Wait a minute. Let me look at that again.
Humans breathe in oxygen, but what do they exhale?
Carbon monoxide?
Carbon dioxide.
I was close.
You got the carbon right there.
Yeah, they got the carbon part.
What's weighing around 8 pounds? This is the human body's largest organ.
It's not the heart. Is it the skin?
Perfect, Rick. Good job, man.
Because you had it on there.
I got it. Cheat. Oh, guys. Coach Rick just cheated.
Actually, I didn't. I told you how I got it.
I gotta figure something else out for Coach Rick. He's cheating, guys.
You know what? Last week I did it.
You did.
What would I? What did I get last week? I got the spelling.
Is that why you got the spelling bee?
No. No. I got that off honestly.
Okay.
I would not. No. Pet peeve segment.
Pet peeve.
Hit and run driver story at Publix. What?
Man.
What happened?
So I'm sitting there waiting on my Japanese lady to come out of Publix.
Which Publix are you at?
Spanish Fort.
Okay.
In a big pickup truck, ones with the two back tires, tries to pull into the park and hits the Honda Accord, dents the whole back.
You see him,
and I'm sitting there right there. He backs up, and I'm thinking, okay, he's backing up. He backed up and pulled off, hauled ass out of the parking lot, left.
Wow. This was
and would be the worker was coming out for lunch. Person, lady who works in Publix was coming out for lunch.
Right.
It was her car.
Did she see it?
She didn't even know. She got in the car, was backing up. We had to tell her, hey, you've been hit by hit and run.
And what'd she say?
She actually had a pretty good attitude, surprisingly. I thought she would have been a little bit more angry, but. She was a lot more calm than I thought.
Wow.
But yeah, I mean that's a pet peeve, man. You would hit somebody and run off.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. You're a coward, dude. All right.
So business ventures.
All right.
So I saw a news show of a one-legged man, and he was doing lawn care service.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is Stephen Moore.
Okay.
And he was hit by a hit and run driver. Lost his leg.
You talking about this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lost his leg.
Right.
And he's on the hook for about 10 grand in insurance.
That's crazy.
He's got to pay.
And he the one guy
that
lost his leg.
He's doing lawns with one leg from a hit and run driver.
That's crazy.
So we want to help him out. So he can be reached at 251-277-6772.
Uh-huh.
His Venmo is at Steve O. Mark.
Uh-huh. Steveomark. Mm-hmm. At Steve O. Mark.
Yeah.
Man, shout out to him, bro. Yeah. That's crazy.
I mean, that's bad.
That's
man.
Bad.
Gee whiz.
You talking about getting dealt a bad hand.
Right.
That kind of make you mad.
Random 3 a.m.
thoughts. Yeah. Why is the word abbreviation so long? Because it sure is.
Yeah.
And everything else is abbreviated. You gonna share, dude. I don't want your fingers on my gun. You gonna put your beaters on my gun, dude. He put his beaters on my gun, y'all. Keep your beaters off my gum. Keep your beaters off my gum.
That'd be a good song.
Come on now. Sing it, there, Rick.
Otherwise, I don't want none.
I don't want none.
Keep your beaters off my gum. If someone steals my identity when I kill them, am I committing suicide? If an electrician's kid gets in trouble, do they get grounded? According to fertility experts, the worst time for a woman to get pregnant is the fall. The next worst time is starting high school in the... in the word sent, which letter is silent? The S or the C?
It's true.
That's so true.
That's so true.
An ode to my canut. You are the essence of essence.
Mm.
The intoxication of love.
Mm.
I long to sing your praises,
mm-hmm.
but stand mute with the agony of wishing in my heart.
An
ode to my canut.
Here's one to the ladies. Life is yours. Stress is mine. Damn, that's wrong. Happiness is yours. Sorrow is mine. Everything is yours, but you are
mine.
Yes, you are.
You're on an Off the Field Book Club. Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins.
Okay.
You need to check that out.
Really?
Deep. Deep. He's a Navy SEAL.
Really?
Yeah. He actually did...
Yeah, I'm familiar with Goggins.
I think he set the pull-up record.
Yep, he did. Goggins, you just made me think about him.
Yeah, I figured you might know him.
Yep. Edible, eatable, eats segment. Mm-hmm. Why don't we eat penguins?
You ever ate a penguin?
No.
You ever seen it? No. Any restaurant?
Yeah.
Penguin sandwich? Right. Fried penguin.
They are legally protected. The Antarctic Treaty prohibits any actions with penguins, including hunting or egg collecting, ensuring the legal protection of penguins in Antarctica. So you don't think people have eaten penguin eggs?
I'm thinking they've been eaten before. I haven't eaten them. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Interesting.
All right.
Embarrassing moments. Mm-hmm. When you were told or realized that your breath stinks. Mm.
I don't think I've ever been told that.
I've realized it, though.
That your breath stinks?
Yeah, because I smell myself.
Ooh.
Yeah. Sometimes you just be like, oh. Who are you smacking that gum?
I will hope.
Smacking that gum when you tear that gum up. Oh, my God.
You made me think about breath. So I would hope. I would hope that I could smell mine.
Mm-hmm. Well, you would hope. That's what I'm saying.
You
would hope. It would be an embarrassing moment.
I kind of try to stay on top of that. Blue Bag Music Segment.
Blue Bag.
Curtis James Jackson III, known professionally as 50 Cent, was born in Queens, New York City. And is a rapper, actor, and television producer.
I mean, for 50 Cent, he's done pretty good. But yeah. You ever notice how he talks with his teeth? Like his teeth doesn't...
Yeah, you always talk with his teeth. Right, yeah.
What's that, Sean?
Heard him when this man messed with the yodel.
Many men.
Were just upon me.
Many men.
Blood in their eyes and I can't see.
Yeah.
Santa daddy dime was the rest of me. But I'm trying to get the best of them. Many men.
Ghost.
Many men. With Jeff on me. Oh, I don't cry no more. Don't look to the sky no more. Have mercy on me.
The art segment. Leonard Norman Cohen is a Canadian songwriter, singer, poet, and novelist. His works commonly explored his faith in mortality, isolation and depression, betrayal and redemption, social and political conflicts, and sexual and romantic love. This has been the art segment.
So why does he sound so familiar? Have we covered him before?
No. You probably might have heard a song.
I think I have. Cohen. He has quotes too.
Yeah.
That's where I know him from.
Yeah.
Church announcements. Oh, Lord. Our second annual sex addict retreat will be held this year in Frisco City, Alabama. More info to follow. Why Frisco City, Alabama? Don't forget that. Forget I am.
Nurse Dinkins will be hosting an exotic dance class this Tuesday. For more information, email Nurse Dinkins at healthiswealth.com.
You know, we got to watch her because she kind of get a little loose.
Hey, she's getting too comfortable.
A message from Head Deaconess Tucker. Please do not clip your toenails. Do a service. Thank you.
Starting next month, we will be hosting a back-to-back school fundraiser. Please, if you're on the sexual offenders list, please see Deacon Wilcox Central prior to donating.
Right. We got to watch that. We got to watch that part.
Luke, I am your father.
No!
Search your feelings, Luke.
No!
Wait a minute.
Luke.
You got me.
I am your father.
It don't want to act right. Hold on.
Search your feelings, Luke.
Search your feelings.
Luke, I am your father.
Luke.
look. This the 50th Yoda.
Yeah.
Well, no.
No.
47.
Okay.
47.
Free shot.
47.
All right.
Yeah. So we're going to go with Philippians 4, verse 13 states, I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about who was speaking to whom and why he was saying that?
Paul was talking to the church of Philippi, and when he says, I can do all
things. Where is that historically, like in Revelation, to where would that be? Like, is that Greece?
Yeah, like, Greece? Yeah, Greece area, like Greece, Spain, like, okay. You know, they're not too far from each other.
Right.
Mediterranean.
Okay.
That's fair to say.
Okay.
So he's talking to the church of Philippi, and he's trying to encourage them. He said, listen, I know you may feel like you can't accomplish certain things. He said, but I can do all things through Christ,
right,
who strengthens me. So I like the fact that you even brought that up. And that's an encouraging scripture.
You see it a lot everywhere.
Of course. Yeah. I can do all things, key word it says, through Christ. Mm-hmm. Not apart from him. I can't do it. But through Christ, I can.
Right.
Who strengthens me. Not always physical strength. Sometimes mental strength.
What I read about it was it was a debate whether it was, you know, how it was taken, because how it was meant could have been that you can endure anything. You can endure anything.
Right. Mentally.
Mentally.
Yeah. See, we look at.
And then other people looked at it as, well, you can accomplish anything.
Right. All are correct.
Right.
Which makes the word of God more awesome, because all of those success stories are possible.
Right.
I can do all things mentally.
Right.
I can do all things physically. I can do all things through my own business. Mm-hmm. He'll strengthen me to have my own business. Yeah. I can do all things through relationships. Yeah. I can do all things through, you know, health is wealth. All of these things. Mm-hmm. So that's what makes it so.
Yoda!
So Yoda like Yoda, 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 Yoda.
All right, Bible Mysteries.
What's up?
So the nationality of Adam and Eve,
mm-hmm.
their own particular ethnicity is not even mentioned in the Bible. For the Bible seems to stress that they are the mother and father of all peoples, of all ethnicities.
Again, I'm so glad you brought this up too, because me being who I am, I'm so inquisitive when it comes to like the word of God and like people in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, you know what? You got to think about something. Everything God did initially, like even back then in creation back then, the fruit was even bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Like grapes. See how this like this looks? Grapes were big like this.
And I mean, olives. Wow.
Huge.
Probably had big martini glasses.
Think about this. Everything he did was big. So when you come to Adam and Eve, a lot of people don't realize.
Forgive me, Lord.
A lot of people don't realize Adam was at least 15 to 20 feet tall. Eve was at least 10 feet to 15 feet tall, at least, when they were created. Because everything was back, it was bigger. Everything was bigger.
Mm.
Everything was bigger. There were giants back then. So, and they were good. I mean, so everything was bigger.
Mm.
Things begin to digress and shrink as time goes on, just like everything does.
Right.
But it's funny you bring up the ethnicity and all of this, and it's unknown, but when I started doing the research, they were at least that big, because they started going backtracking and people would see footprints. The joke of footprints big. He got to be at least 15, 20 feet tall if his foot this big. And Eve, too. Imagine having Amazons, women that are real Amazons.
Right.
Think about it. Voluptuous, huge women.
Yeah.
Think about how Eve was, dude. Let's just ponder that for a second. Can you imagine how fine she... We think Monica McNutt fine.
Eve had a lean in the garden.
Dude. Ooh.
Yeah.
She had to be... God made her.
Right.
She had to be...
Unique.
Oh, my goodness.
Pure. No blemish.
Imagine 15 foot of woman... From head to toe, perfect. 15 feet tall.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Sheesh. That's something to pause and think about.
That's something to pause and think about.
I think Yoda kind of got a little 2x4. All right, African Proverbs. You know what, dude? I love these.
I love these proverbs. A woman who runs holding her breath has got nothing pursuing her. What? This proverb simply implies that indecent behavior or desperation may diminish a woman's worth or respect.
Wow. That's...
So in gyms, a lot of problems, they have a lot of issues with females in gyms. Come dressing half naked and then get mad when you look at them. Or when they think they're being watched.
And that's a double-edged sword. You know,
it is.
Men need to learn how to act right. Regardless of what a person's wearing.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, there is certain stigma of how you should act and carry yourself as a lady has kind of changed over the years.
Drastically changed.
Trashily changed.
Chinese
prank proverb.
A young woman with an old man is really someone else's woman.
Man, what? What in the actual world is going on? That one made me pause right there. Dog, man.
Yeah.
A young woman with an old man is really someone else's woman. You right, man. Golly, bruh. Lost in translation segment. Uh-huh. Herkle Durkle, 200-year Scottish term, meaning to lounge in bed long after it's time to get up. My wife likes the Herkle Durkle.
Like the Herkle Durkle.
Mm-hmm.
I like to do it when I can. I had it bad in college.
Rarely Herkle Durkle.
I had it bad.
Not a herker durkler.
I'm not anymore, but I had it bad.
Yeah.
I herker durkled in college.
I refused to durkle. Yeah.
You weren't herkling?
Nope. Herkling or durkling.
Okay.
Nope. Okay. No herkling or durkling for me.
He's a military man. That was
yes. I rarely hurt. If a herk or durk catches me, it's rare that a herkle or durkle catches me. Otherwise, I don't herker durkle. No. I'm not of that species.
All right, let's see if you can go 4 for 4. You know, you've made the last 4 episodes. You got them right. Mm-hmm, all right. Mm-hmm. So the word is minuscule.
I can't cheat, Coach. You gave it to me.
Oh.
See, I wasn't gonna cheat. Did he accuse me 10 minutes ago? A hot 10 minutes ago. Of cheating. Now I just could have just went and spelled minuscule just like I didn't know it, but y'all don't see he all has right, it spelled all the way out.
I gave it to you, so we're gonna go you 5 for 5. All right. We're gonna give you the gift.
See, but you see, do you see the integrity?
I got
check
you.
The integrity. Check the integrity. I'm just saying, peep the integrity.
I got you. No questions here.
Quotes of the week.
Quotes of the week.
Always be ready to say goodbye to anything. That is so true, man. You know something. If you walk around with the Elder Margaret Curry, Citadel of Hope Bible Institute, an accelerated method of Bible teaching, taught me this.
Your Yoda. Oh.
She said, wear this world like a loose garment. Easy on, easy off. Always be ready to let go. And if you walk around like that, 90% of your stress will leave. Because you ain't worried about holding on to nothing. Or nobody.
Facts.
That
much of our stress is what we're trying to hold on to.
Now, some people may seem, when you say that, well, that's my attitude. They'll say, oh, well, you ain't really enjoying life. Yeah, actually, I am.
Right.
I don't enjoy life by the amount of things I can heap up to worry about.
Yeah.
That's not enjoying life.
But most people are in a worry.
But most people think that more that they do, normal. That's pride, though.
Yeah.
They think that the more they worry about, that's control. Like
worry is normal to them.
Yeah, that's the spirit of control.
Right.
Yeah. I can control this. I can control. No, you can't. Stop juggling.
Right.
That's good, boy.
Tallulah.
Let's go with it.
No amount of guilt can change the past, and no amount of anxiety can change the future.
That's fire, too. So, no amount, that's 2 lessons. So, Lee, what you did, it's done?
It's done.
You can't guilt yourself out of it?
Right.
And listen, you can't change what's going What's
coming? Stay in the moment.
Stay in the moment.
Stay in the moment.
That's fire.
Stay in the moment.
That's lit. Get out of here, Dewey.
Get out of here, Dewey.
Calm seas never made skilled sailors.
You didn't get that pin.
Oh, whoa. Facebook is coming to Facebook.
You saw Almond
Days. Oh, I saw Almond Days.
No man can wear one face to himself and another to the multitude without finally getting bewildered as to which may be true, by Nathaniel Hawthorne.
Wow.
I actually saw that in the episode of The Sopranos. Tony was looking at the he was looking at the plaque on the wall.
I got a saying. I want to implement this. This is off the top.
Yeah,
I may have said this to you before. In order for three men to keep a secret, two of them got to die.
Right. Facts.
Woo!
Facts. That's right.
Think about it. In order for three men to keep a secret,
two of them got to go.
Yes, big brother almighty. Out beyond ideas of wrongdoing. Or our, is that out?
Out beyond.
Out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. Golly.
That's a deep one, huh?
Beyond the ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there's a field. I'll meet you there. That's good.
When it's all said and done.
That's hard.
What
you
done.
Talking about, Willis?
What you talking about, Willis? Goodbyes are only for those who love with their eyes, because those who love with their heart and soul, there is no such thing as separation.
Fire. I got, that's good again. I got, I'm pulling the pin out, y'all. Y'all don't understand. For real, I believe I can fly. I just thought about singing. I believe I can touch the sky. Think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar.
This is a good one. This is a good one.
Imagine reading a book with no way to turn back the page. How carefully would you read it? That's life. I saw that one on Facebook.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That
that's
is a good one.
All right. Sorry, not sorry.
All right.
John had a post on Facebook, and it said, more than likely.
Oh, man. That's, oh, man.
Every
oh,
hand you shake in your life has had a dick in it.
Oh, my goodness. I just felt so almondy when he said that. I felt so hot dog waterish. I'm like, how many hands have I shaken?
Well, you think about, I mean, but if women too.
That's what I'm saying. How many hands
how
have
many
I
hands have you shaken?
Huh? Let's not talk.
Yeah.
Sorry, not sorry. Wait a minute. Yeah. Perceptive. I'm sorry for that.
Baby, you all right, baby?
I'm sorry for that.
Are you all right, baby?
No, because I feel almondy. Knowing how many hands I've been shook. Perception versus perspective segment. All right. When you're a child, you don't realize that you're also watching your mom and dad grow up. That's hard. Yeah.
Have you ever thought, I mean, as a child, you would never think about that. You would never look at
never.
Your parents as, look, watch, let me see them. You're looking at yourself.
Truth or dare. You ain't did a truth or dare to me.
Well, you know what, man? I had it messed up. I left the stuff at the house.
So oh, boy.
We're just going to move on to the next.
So, see, Coach. Hey, see.
Coach ain't perfect, man.
Which, pimps make mistakes.
Okay, man. You know,
would you rather segment? Would you rather clog the toilet on the first date or on the first day at a new job? I'd rather do it the first day at a new job.
First day at a new job?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'd rather, yeah, first day. Yeah. I don't know,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I'm going to say, yeah. No, sir. Fill in the blank.
Fill in the blank. I would choose blank as my safe word in S&M.
Stop. That word is no misunderstanding. What did he mean? Just what I
stop.
Stop. We should need another ouch. That hurt. I don't like that. I quit. Oh, hell no.
Bitch, you better.
All right, come on. Tongue twister?
Tongue twister.
All right, I got to say this three times fast.
Yeah.
Stupidasso, 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 stupidasso.
Good. You did good.
All right. Pimp say, man, watch him.
That was pretty good. This is some real excerpts from the most famous pimp in America, Iceberg Slim.
All right.
The story of my life. I smell the stink that only a street whore has after a long, busy night. Quote from God Iceberg God. Slim.
How? He called no pimping. No more small towns for me. I was going to the city to get my degree in pimping. End quote.
Quote. PhD.
Put it in my pocket. What if?
What if? What if Superman were a Marvel hero?
He is.
It was DC.
I thought they crossed over. I kind of got a little problem with that. Because don't they kind of cross over with him sometimes? No, hasn't he encountered some Marvel heroes? I think he has.
Maybe later, but for the most part, he's been in DC.
If he was a Marvel hero, where I would rank him, you mean?
Would he be different? Better?
You know, give me a second, because he's definitely going to be ranked up there. Because if I look at people like, let me just pull somebody, Hulk. Mm-hmm. Superman and Hulk have crossed paths.
Yeah.
So, would he be more stronger than Hulk? Could Superman beat Hulk?
Yes.
Why?
I think he's got more power.
Well, you know, Hulk is regenerative too now. He regenerates. Mm. And the angrier Hulk gets the stronger he gets. Remember? Mm-hmm. That's why Thanos had to beat him so fast.
The lasers? What about the lasers? From his eyes?
I don't know.
Plus he could fly.
I don't know. That would be interesting.
Evasive. The Hulk, he wouldn't be like toe to toe. He'd be very evasive, flying around.
That would be interesting.
Yeah,
that'd be an interesting fight. We need to look into that.
Yeah, look into that.
I like that. Right. Never have I ever.
Never have I ever.
Search your feelings, Luke, for yes, and that is why you'll fail for no. That is why you fail.
Like Yoda.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Never have I ever eaten something I found on the ground.
Search your feelings, Luke.
Search your feelings, Luke. Oh. Never have I ever pretended to know a song to avoid embarrassment.
Search your feelings, Luke.
Yeah, search your feelings, Luke. All right. Never have I ever gotten lost in a new city. search your feelings, Luke.
I am your follow.
Never have I ever lied about my age to get something.
Search your feelings, Luke.
Never have I ever traveled to another country alone. Search your feelings, Luke.
That is where you fail.
I traveled to Iceland by myself. Keflavik. Isn't that a country?
Yeah. I mean, that's it.
And I cried like a baby. 19 years old.
Really?
Sheesh.
How long was the flight?
12 hours.
Mm. Were you in a military plane?
No, I actually, it switched. I started out military from Virginia to Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. From Philadelphia, then you get on the ice. That's the 12 hours.
Okay.
So we switched to a commercial because I landed at which is where Air Terminal Operations Center. I landed at the other airport, the commercial airport in Iceland.
Okay.
Reykjavik. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was right across from the airbase. But yeah, that I have flown alone. That's interesting. Oh, wow. All right. Never have I ever left a date without telling the other person. Huh. That is where you fail. I've never done that. That would be crazy.
Oh, boy.
My precious. kind of room has no doors or windows? My precious.
What kind of room
has no doors or windows?
Well, you got me on that one. What you got?
A mushroom.
Oh, man. You know what?
Rick is mine. It's mine.
Tech segments. Thank you to our incredible listeners. Thank you for being a part of the On and Off the Field family. Here's to many more episodes together. This is where we were going to be toasting to the drink if I had brought it.
He forgot
and
it.
And I forgot it. Don't forget to like or follow us on your favorite podcast platforms. And, of course, our website, On and Off the Field with the DA.com.
Episode number 50, On and Off the Field, sports podcasting with a purpose. You got the On the Field coach.
Rest assured, this is your boy Coach Boston, a.k.a. Steelin' Nation since 1976.
And you got the infamous Yoda Man since 68, bar number 50, under the belt, coach.
50 episodes under the belt.
Oh, yeah, bro. In a galaxy not so far
away.
Peace.
Peace.